Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. To prepare for the final week of Advent starting this Sunday, the leader of our Black Pastors and Leaders Association, Gino Olison, will be sharing a devotion that he's prepared on the theme of love from 1 John 4, Romans 5, and John 3. Following this devotion, we'll hear the song Behold, the title track of Vineyard Worship's newest album release, created in partnership with Heaven and Earth, which is Vineyard Columbus's worship and songwriting community. Let's listen in.
The famous Christmas song says it's the most wonderful time of the year. And I imagine if you asked most people, they would say there's something wonderful, something special about the Christmas holiday season. And if you were to ask the average Christian, what's the best part about the holiday season, this Christmas season, they would probably be trained to say Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, and they wouldn't be wrong. But if you ask a six-year-old, let's be more specific. If you ask my six-year-old, Ezekiel, we call him Zeke. We ask Zeke, hey, Zeke, what's the best part about Christmas? He would shamelessly say the presents. He's excited about getting gifts. He's excited about exchanging presents. And while that's not a very Christian answer, I think maybe it is. I think maybe Zeke, my six-year-old, might be onto something. Maybe the presents are the best thing about this holiday season. And I'm not talking about, you know, material presents, but I'm talking about presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Presence. I think that's true because the older I get, the more I value presence, E-N-C-E, over presence, E-N-T-S. Because as much as I value gifts, I've come to value being proximate, being close to the people that I love the most. And I think that's a fitting thought for this Advent season. Because Advent is a time of expectant waiting and preparation for Christians for the celebration of the birth of Jesus at Christmas time. And during Advent, we do at least three things. We thank God for Christ's first coming, we prepare for his second coming, and we celebrate his presence among us today. Max Lucado once said, God's present is his presence. His greatest gift to us is himself. And he gives this gift of presence to us out of love for us. It's a love conversation that we're having this Advent season and every Advent season, because the scripture tells us in John chapter 3 verse 16 that for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life. And so the scriptures frame this gift that God gave us of his one and only son as a gift of love. And I've come to know and understand that love gives, and love just doesn't give the scraps that's laying around. Love doesn't just give the things away that it doesn't want anymore, but love searches for the most precious things, the most meaningful things, the things that will do the most good, the things that are of much worth and value, and love gives those things away. And so when the prophet says, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, we should see that is a really, really important gift, that God gives his best to us because he knows we need it. God gives his son to us to redeem us from our sin, to pay the price for our sin and brokenness and rebellion that we'll never be able to pay on our own. He chose to heap the world's sin on his only son so that we might be saved, redeemed, so that we may not perish, but quoting the scripture here, but have eternal life. And so how does God do that? He sends his son. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, so the word, Jesus, became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. We see that over and over and over. They keep letting us know it's his only Son, his one and only Son, because they want us to know that what God gave us, the gift of presence, the gift of his Son to redeem us, is a precious gift. It's a priceless gift, one that cost God something. And this costly love gift is really the gift that keeps on giving. Because when the Word became flesh and made his home among us, there is a permanence there, and that we have a permanent presence among us. This means that God, in moving into our neighborhood, so to speak, is proximate to us in a way that is deeply meaningful. And I don't know about you, but it matters to me that I serve a God that has had a common human experience, a God that can relate to my human struggles. He's felt the full range of human emotions. He's experienced the highs and the lows of life, the joy, the sorrow, the temptation, the loyalty, the betrayal, and everything else in between. What a gift that God would love me so much that He would come hang with me, be near to me, sit with me in my pain, celebrate with me in my triumphs. This is the gift. This is love. And as you move through the rest of the Advent season, I want to encourage you to focus on God's love by actively celebrating His presence among us today and considering what it might look like for you to respond to that love and for you to celebrate that presence. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your goodness, that love and goodness that was shown when You sent Your Son Jesus to dwell among us. We thank You, Father, that Your present to us is Your presence. Your gift to us is Yourself. And so we ask, Father, that no matter where we find ourselves today, we would be more aware of Your presence and that we would, as the songwriter says, experience the glory of Your goodness this holiday season. Come, Holy Spirit. Acquaint us with Your presence, the nearness of Your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Behold, Emmanuel, our God is here with us. Behold, the Son of God, who comes to save the world, who comes to save the world. Behold, oh, behold Him. Of peace, who comes to make us whole. Behold, the Lamb of God, You will make all things new. You will make all